Now, I know why you're here. And you know why you're here. And it can be our little secret. I bet you've already pulled your earphones away from your ears to check if anybody can hear me right now. And that's because you don't want anybody to know. Or maybe you do. You already know that sexual pleasure is something that should be experienced in private. In the comfort of your own home. You know that. But clearly you don't care. Or maybe you do care. Perhaps you're usually perfectly reserved, and you're able to resist the pulling feeling. But this time, it's just too strong. And you can feel yourself sinking into it. You want to make yourself feel good right now, don't you? But you know you just can't right now. There are levels to this kind of thing. You know, maybe you're out in public, but in a secluded area. A private little spot you found where nobody else is around. Maybe you're somewhere where there's a few people scattered about here and there. Just enough to make it a little more dangerous. Or maybe you're somewhere where there's lots of people. And even if they aren't very close to you, they're everywhere. Regardless of where you are, just let the fact that you're being extremely naughty roll around in your mind. Think hard about it. Let it build and build. Oh, and build. The fact that your lust is slowly getting the best of you. Now, I want you to take your hand and move it down so that it's resting on your thigh. A little higher. That's it. Just keep it there. Right there, so close to the spot you desperately want to touch. Maybe give yourself a little squeeze, just for some indirect pressure. But be subtle. Be careful. If you start grinding, even a little bit. People definitely know what you're up to. How bad is it now? The need for friction. The want to touch that spot and make yourself come. If you're on the train or the bus or maybe in a car, just think. Can you feel any of those vibrations? Even if they're small and barely noticeable, I think you're starting to become aware of exactly what's going on around you. You can hear the rush of air. Or the footsteps and distant chatter of those who have no clue that you're here right now, doing these dirty things. But just think about it. Is your hand still where I told you to put it? Squeezing gently. Not being too obvious, just giving yourself just a little something to enjoy. I hope this isn't too torturous, but you have to remember you did it to yourself. I bet that's why you chose to do it anyways. You like the torture, don't you? You, like, sitting there, just simmering in your own filthy thoughts, thinking of how nice it would be to make yourself come right here. Thinking how nice it would be to be able to let yourself go. Let your body feel the release it needs. And you, like, torturing yourself by being here right now, somewhere where you can't. Where you can't let yourself come. You can't let yourself experience that delicious feeling you love so much. Meanwhile, I get to stay here, experiencing it all for myself. I mean, it's only fair that I get to have my fun, right? After all, I chose to stay home. Home where I'm free to touch myself and tease myself. Feel myself just as much as I'd like. That sounds nice right now, doesn't it? Now, I want you to think of that. Just think of any places right now where you could maybe go, where you could touch yourself and touch that spot. Do you think you'd be able to sneak away right now? Or maybe in a few minutes? Or maybe you're in a position where you can move your hand higher, just a little higher up your thigh until you're actually touching. Touching that heat. The burgeoning desire. Now, just look around. Can you see those other people? Or can you see that secluded, private spot you've chosen? Don't make it obvious, but just scan the area. Think about it. Think about how these people would feel if they knew. If they knew you were sharing such an intimate moment with them without them knowing. Does that turn you on? Does that make the situation even dirtier for you? Just keep thinking. I want you to think. Think and let your mind wander. Use your senses to experience the environment around you. And make it more difficult for yourself. Does the idea of getting caught turn you on? Do you like the idea of being seen, scolded, or maybe getting other people excited if they were to find you, losing your grip, and gaining a grip on yourself? Touching yourself. Wrapping yourself. Gliding your fingers, your hands, all over that spot. Do you get even more excited when you think of actually doing it and seeing if somebody will catch you? Or is just the knowing that what you're doing is so naughty, is that what gets you? Has it built up a lot? I want you to get practically to the point where you just can't think of anything else. I want to get you to the point where you're just about to break. Where you're so sure that you'll have to escape to go relieve yourself. That either you do it, or you get rid of this audio and never think of it again. And because I'm such an evil little trickster. I'm going to gonna sit here. Oh, and I'm gonna make myself come. And you can choose to join me. Or you can choose to sit here and torture yourself even more. Oh, by listening to me get myself off. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, I just wanna do it nice and quick. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that's it. Fuck. Fuck, that feels good. Oh, finally getting to touch myself and make my little pussy come. Oh, whispering in your ear. Moaning in your ear. Oh, fuck. Fuck, 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 yeah, that's it. Oh, that feels good. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, I'm getting close. Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. God. Oh, yeah. That felt good. Letting myself come. Not having you listen. You know, I think it's starting to turn me on a little bit too. Being part of your dirty field experiment. I hope you enjoyed this. Mm-hmm.